Speaking of the Wisconsin courts, the question of whether the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will keep her job will likely be decided in the courts. Republicans in the legislature want to see Megan Wolf removed from her position, and they held a public hearing this week on her renomination to run the Elections Commission, except she hasn't technically been renominated, and Democrats called the hearing a sham. The room was full of election conspiracy theorists like Mike Gableman, who was called an embarrassment to the state by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after Gableman's election investigation cost the taxpayers millions of dollars and produced no evidence of fraud or wrongdoing. As to Wolf and the Elections Commission, earlier this summer, the six members of WEC held a vote to renominate Wolf for the job. The three Republicans voted yes, hoping to send her name to the Republican Senate, where the GOP said they would vote her down, effectively firing her. But the three Democrats on the commission abstained from voting, and since state law requires four votes for a nomination, Wolf is able to continue to stay on, even as her term has expired. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call advised Wolf not to attend the hearing, citing a case called Lost in the Supreme Court in 2022, in which the High Court ruled Fred Prain could stay on the Natural Resources Board past his term. The Republican Senate passed a resolution saying they considered Wolf renominated and called the hearing. Democrats say the fix is to change the law, making it clear appointed officials have to step down when their term expires.
I guess I would just say in terms of the legislature giving away its authority, we're the ones that empowered the six-member bipartisan commission with the ability to have the first say in the process of appointing an administrator, and they've taken a vote and they have not made a nomination. So if we don't like that, we're welcome to change statute, but that's the statute that this legislature created.
Just unfortunate that we are going to wind up back in court for trying to exercise our own authority. And it was never intended this to play out this way. And if it was by some, we knew this was going to happen, then we purposely wrote really bad legislation, which I don't think was anyone's intention.